Jessie, Magic and the Sleepy Lizard. It was that perfect time of year when the morning sun lit up the bush with a fresh, clear sparkle and the scent of a million new leaves and flowers filled the air. Jessie bounced on her bed in leaps of joy. Today, she and Magic would spend the whole day together. She would feed him a carrot and an apple. She had already packed them in the purple backpack Nan had given her for her birthday. She quickly pulled on her new purple socks. Unreal! Nan must really like purple a lot, thought Jessie, to give her so many purple things. Jessie continued her pony thoughts. She would rub Magic down with his special brush and put on his bridle and saddle. Hopefully her dad would help with that bit. And then she would trot and canter him around the paddock. And maybe after that she would sit on the fence and watch him eat his apple. Then, well, who knew what the day would bring? Jessie grabbed her riding hat and kissed her mum goodbye.
"See you later, alligator," she called.
"In a while, crocodile," replied her mum. She skipped up the track towards the stables. She came around the corner of the shed and there he was, beautiful as ever, with his creamy coloured skin and black mane and tail. Magic flicked his tail when he saw Jessie with her boots and riding hat. He was eager to get going too. Jessie was lucky to find her dad working around the stable, and he helped get Magic ready to ride. He even helped her into the saddle, since she was just a bit too small to mount Magic on her own. Then they were off around the paddock. First they walked, Jessie chatting to Magic about the property, pointing things out like the Murray River flowing by just over the hill and a pelican flying overhead. Then they trotted and Jessie concentrated on her technique. At last, Jessie nudged her heels and Magic broke into a canter, Jessie's favourite. She loved the feel of the wind in her face as they cantered down the paddock. Now and then, Jessie's dad would call out a few hints to help her ride better. Jessie didn't mind, since her dad knew everything about riding. He was the best. As Jessie and Magic rode back along the fence, Jessie noticed that the gate was open. How strange! Someone must have left it open by mistake. She tried to close it by reaching down from Magic's back, but it was tricky and Magic didn't like it. He pranced around unhappily. Jessie looked around but couldn't see anyone.
"Magic," she whispered in a secretive voice, "do you feel like an adventure?"
Magic flicked his tail.
"Right," she announced. "I'm taking you out to see the farm."
Jessie guided her pony through the gate and walked carefully along the track. Jessie felt a bit naughty. She hadn't asked if she could ride outside the paddock. But on the other hand, Magic was a perfect pony and she felt very safe. She sat up straight and gently nudged his flanks. Jessie and Magic followed Jessie's favourite trail through the gum trees towards the river.
"This is good for you, Magic," she said. "You need to get to know the farm. And how can you if you stay in the paddock all the time?"
Outside the paddock, the farm was alive. There were birds in the trees, butterflies fluttering around the bushes, and diggings in the ground where echidnas had been.
"I bet you've never seen an echidna," said Jessie. "They're cool. They have spines to protect them. And babies called puggles. They're really cute."
Magic snorted, and just in time, they slowed to a walk. In front of them, a flock of 1,000 white cockatoos suddenly flew up from the floodplain, squawking. They rose like a swirling white cloud, and the noise was deafening. Magic pranced around in confusion, and Jessie nearly slipped off his back.
"Magic!" she cried. "It's all right. They're only birds. Birds always do that."
Magic wasn't sure. He tossed and turned his head, and Jessie had a hard time keeping hold of the reins. She patted his neck and felt it was damp. At last she calmed him, and they stood still until the birds had all flown away.
"You have to get used to this, Magic. This is your home."
She nudged him into a walk.
"Come on, just a little bit further."
Magic felt better, and soon they were cantering along the track again. Just as they came to the top of the gentle hill, Jessie caught sight of a sleepy lizard sunning itself in the middle of the track. She tried to slow her pony down, but it was too late. This was the first sleepy lizard Magic had ever seen, and he didn't like it too much. He shied away from the lizard, and before she knew what was happening, Jessie tumbled off and landed in the sand. At first, Jessie started to cry. But what good would that do all alone in the bush? Instead, she checked out her arms and legs. Just a few scratches on her arm from twigs and a few prickles on her bottom from a prickle bush. But where was her pony?
Magic! Where are you?
Jessie stood up and brushed off her bottom.
Ow!
She squealed. Prickles transferred from her trousers to her hands.
Magic! Come back!
She called fearfully. Jessie's chest tingled, and she felt a bit frightened. There was no sign of the pony. Where could he be? This was his first time out in the bush, and he could easily get lost. And then Jessie spied the sleepy lizard basking on the sandy track.
"Hey, you!"
she scolded.
"Now see what's happened!"
She bent down to tell the lizard just what she thought and felt a nudge against her behind. She lost her balance and almost fell on top of the sleepy lizard. Instead, she managed to land on her face in the sand. She rolled over, and there, his eyes looking right into hers, was Magic. It was the last straw. She flung her arms around his neck and sobbed. Magic didn't seem to mind. At last, Jessie stood up, face streaked with dirt and sand. She carefully picked the prickles from her hands and as many from her bottom as she could reach.
"Now, Magic," she sniffed, "we have to get home. The trouble is, I can't get on your back alone. You'll have to help me."
Jessie led Magic over to a fallen branch and climbed onto it.
"Now stand still."
But Magic didn't think much of the branch, and he certainly didn't want to stand beside it. Jessie grew impatient.
"Magic, I said stand still."
Magic moved his hoofs on the soft sand. This was new to him. He decided to eat a clump of grass instead. That gave Jessie an idea. Still balancing on the fallen branch, she reached inside her backpack and pulled out a carrot.
"Hey, Magic, look at this delicious carrot."
Magic liked the look of the carrot. He came close and flashed his dark eyes at Jessie while she grabbed the reins. She let Magic take the carrot from her hand, and in one smooth motion, Jessie put her foot in the stirrup and swung her other leg over. Magic was happy chomping his carrot. Jessie could still feel the prickles in her trousers, but at least she was on her pony again.
"Let's go."
She moved him into a gentle walk, perching carefully on the saddle so the prickles wouldn't hurt her too much. She suddenly felt hungry and wondered if it was lunchtime yet. At last they arrived back at the paddock, and there was her dad standing by the open gate waiting.
Hi, Dad! Jessie called, happy to see him. Dad looked a bit grumpy.
You look a bit worse for wear, Jessie. Fall off by any chance?
Jessie couldn't pretend it didn't happen. Her dad could tell.
Magic shied at a sleepy lizard. That's all. No drama, Dad.
Dad scratched his head.
No drama, huh? Well, it would have been nice to know where you'd gone, just in case there was a drama and I had to come find you.
Jessie slipped off her pony and put her arms around her dad.
I know, she said, snuggling into him. I'm sorry. I was a bit frightened, really. And I missed you.
Well, Jessie, you'd better unsaddle. And when you're all cleaned up, we better have a chat and sort out some rules.
Later that afternoon, Jessie sat on the fence and fed her pony apples. He seemed happy to stay close to her. They'd had their first adventure together, and it was very special, even if a bit on the prickly side.